Ready to rise above loud, angry headlines? Longing for an alternative to the world's fighting and fear-mongering? Christianity Today magazine offers a trustworthy, faithful perspective on stories that matter to you, from the church next door to movements and ministries all around the world. Subscribe to CT for full access to in-depth reporting, insightful commentary, and redemptive storytelling, both online and in print. A subscription to CT also includes seasonal devotionals, special issues, and exclusive content. Visit orderct.com today or click the link in the show notes to get started and join a growing community of thoughtful, evangelical Christians who value different news that makes a difference. That's orderct.com to subscribe today.
This episode is brought to you in part by Richmond Graduate University. The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly. Richmond Graduate University can equip you to become a licensed professional counselor, integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmond.edu.
Hello, this is Russell Moore, and this is Questions in Ethics, the program where we take your situations and your dilemmas and try to apply the gospel to them. And today I have a question that came to me from a young man, let's call him Justin, who is a youth minister, middle school minister in a large church. He says it's a really well-led church. He is learning much from the other pastors in that congregation. He's doing youth ministry. But he says that he's increasingly burdened by political and mercy and cultural engagement sorts of issues and ministries, and he just doesn't know whether or not he ought to leave and to try to pursue those directions and those things in terms of his ministry. And so he wrote to me and said, you know, you were a youth minister at one time, and he says he would really like to be doing the sorts of things that I'm doing now, and so what would my counsel be to him? And here's my word to you, Justin. Obviously, if you're in a situation where you would say, I have not been called to do this sort of ministry at all, or my gifts are not able to be used adequately in this sort of a situation, then leave it. Don't do it. Just leave. But it doesn't sound to me like that's what's going on. It sounds to me like you're saying, I'm actually enjoying and engaged, and the Lord is working in youth ministry, but I see myself long-term doing something else. Here's what I would say. There are some people that God has called and equipped to be youth ministers all of their lives. They retire as student ministers somewhere. But that's a rare group of people. The more typical situation is someone who serves in youth ministry or student ministry early on and then later serves in any number of ministries. Maybe it's senior pastor, maybe it's worship pastor, maybe it's campus minister, maybe it's who knows what. So what I would say to you is the biggest arena of cultural engagement that you are going to have is in terms of youth ministry. People will say to me sometimes, you know, what do you think prepared you the most to do what you're doing right now? And my answer to that is always, it was being a youth minister. And I'm not joking. It really is, because when you're dealing with students, you're dealing with the most significant time in people's lives in terms of setting the trajectory for their futures. And you're dealing with a constant barrage of cultural issues that you are having to address in the lives of these teenagers, from who do I date and then later who do I marry, to issues of substance abuse and issues of pornography and combating that, and issues of often broken family structures, and how do I deal with the fact that I've got my parents are divorced and they hate each other and I have to go back and forth to each of their homes and so forth. I mean, there are so many different issues that are right at the front lines in terms of youth ministry. So I would say be faithful in that ministry where you are and say to God, God, I'm going to follow your direction providentially in terms of where you would have me later on. And if you're faithful and open to following the will of the Lord, one of the things that I've found is that you can look back on your life and you can see how all of the pieces of your ministry fit together in ways that you would never have seen or planned beforehand. I mean, I can testify to that in my own life. There are all sorts of things in my ministry where at the time I thought I was in a kind of detour off of the trajectory of my ministry. Later on, I would say, I was working in politics for so long before I sensed again this call to ministry, and I went to seminary, and that was kind of a detour from what I was doing. Now I see how those two things flow together, and I can see how God was training me in all sorts of ways as a youth minister and and all of the different things that God has had me doing. And those are just the things I can see. There are all sorts of other things in my life I can't see, and I don't know. But I know that God is preparing us for the ministries that he has for us. So I would say pour yourself into those teenagers right now and recognize that God is going to use that in terms of whatever it is that he has for you later on. Your interests, the things that you're interested in, are often going to give you a sense of the direction that God is going to take you. But in the meantime, you can apply those interests into the ministry where God has put you right now. So that's my two cents. This isn't a sin issue or a righteousness issue. It's just a help me to follow wisdom issue. And I would say youth ministry is a critically important cultural engagement ministry. This is Russell Moore. This is Questions in Ethics. What's your question that you have? Let me know. Go to our website at erlc.com or send me an email at questions@erlc.com. Until next time, this is Questions in Ethics, and this is Russell Moore.
Every day, CT testifies to the reality that Jesus is alive, transforming his world and bringing his kingdom to bear. Jesus transforms, CT equips. Make a gift to our nonprofit ministry with a gift of $20 to provide 150 more people with redemptive storytelling, global perspective, and thoughtful podcasts. Give now at morect.com/equip.